because you guys are the light. You guys are my North Star.
People love you, man.
We stink.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, we're not the worst, but we're among the worst. That's seriously.
Hey.
Seriously.
Until the checks stop cashing, I'm going to show up, baby. By the way, Snoop Dogg's at the concert this? With 40 and Short. It's Mount great. Westmore.
When is that
big? Tomorrow.
When's SAP. That big concert?
Tomorrow.
Now, will they have like 18,000 there?
Snoop Doggy Dogg. Probably more.
Well,
that means you can't get
do?
In.
What are they going to use a can opener?
I'm
it only holds
one.
Like 18,000. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I was there for the game where Spree was late and checked himself in against the Bulls.
I bet you weren't.
I swear to God, Steiny.
Let me tell you what I found out about memory as you get older. You remember things that actually didn't happen. Seriously.
Well, that's my high school Seriously. Point per game average. It grows a little bit, but yeah.
So in 1971, the great Walenda, remember him? The tightrope walker.
I wasn't here. Well, I was.
The great Walenda. He tightrope walked across Veterans Stadium.
Come on, man.
Before a Phillies game. And up until about 15 years ago, I was like, I was at that game. I remember that, actually. We went to that game. My mom and dad are like, we're not at that
stop,
game.
Stop.
I don't
I'm
know what you're talking
yet.
About.
That comes in your 60s. I'm not there yet. That's pretty good.
Like, remember we saw the great Walenda? And mom and dad are like...
Well, you do got the story where you were a witness for a car accident.
Oh, yeah.
And you gave them your account, and they showed the...
That's one of the greatest of all time. I was just glad I didn't get arrested.
Oh, my goodness,
what
man.
The hell?
Yeah.
You hear about that one, Kenny? All right, what the hell? I'll repeat it for the... You know,
Kenny, this is
funny. My guy called and he said, one thing I like about radio is there's no reruns. Yeah, there are. I've repeated stories on here 58 times in the last 9 years, and here comes 59. A couple days before Christmas, 10 years ago, I'm walking out of the office at our old building, and I'm on the corner, and there was an accident, and it was serious. Mm. This little girl who was like 4 years old, two cars hit each other. They came onto the sidewalk, and she got hurt bad. And it was actually very harrowing. And 'cause the dad was next to her, and it was, you know, I was the guy who called 911.
Wow.
And so, and I'll tell you what, man, you call 911 and there's a fire truck there in about 29 seconds. It's very impressive. Anyway.
Well, depending on where you live, but go ahead.
Well, it was in downtown San Francisco.
Okay, I got you.
Anyway, so, you know, it was two drivers and one of us was at fault. And I'm like, well, the one guy tried to cut over into that lane that I know you can't go into. And so that guy really messed up.
Yeah.
And so I guess, you know, 6 months later and they're like, I got called in for a deposition.
Dude.
And then I got, the deposition was like 9 months later. So I get into this office in this conference room. Yeah. And they're like, so tell us what happened. And I tell them what happened. And I'm like, yeah, the guy came over and da-da-da-da-da. And they questioned me for like an hour. And I'm just like, yeah, no, did this, that, the other thing. And then the other side comes on and goes, we want to show you a video.
Right.
They had a dash cam video from the guy. And it was basically what had occurred was completely opposite of the way I remembered it. I was totally wrong. Totally wrong. And they're like, I said, showed me the video. And I'm like, well, I guess I was wrong.
And
I was worried they were going to arrest me.
Oh, no.
But they were like,
are you embarrassed to a degree? Like, how did I butcher this?
Not really embarrassed, just more like you remember what you think you remember, but might not be based in reality.
Wrong.
I was wrong that day. Luckily, there was no penalty for it. There's no penalty for being wrong on the radio. You're still here.
Kenny asked me a great question. Did you swear under oath? Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Isn't that perjury?
I don't know.
You willingly didn't mess it up on
no.
You know, yeah. Just old age.
It'd been, you know, it was.
That's funny, Steiny. Like, damn. All right, back to sports.
Why are certain national
pundits
more positive on the Niners than our fans? Emmanuel Acho, this is where I want to start today.
Speakeasy podcast.
Speakeasy podcast, was talking about the San Francisco 49ers, and he's high on them, and here's why.
If you're the Niners, who's better than you? The Seattle Seahawks? But on paper, the Seahawks should not be better. Seahawks got some dogs and are a more complete team, and they got younger players that are healthier, and young, hungry dogs run faster. But like on paper, the Niners should be looking at the NFC and saying, this is as weak of an NFC as we've seen since we've been legit. NFC championship at minimum should be the goal. Like when you think about the Niners, the NFC teams that you would suggest are just better than them, clearly on paper, clearly. The Rams, and that's on paper, by the way. In real life, during the regular season, the Niners be having a Rams number. But on paper, the Rams. Outside of that, I could look at every team and be like, they got weaknesses like we got weaknesses. If I'm the San Francisco 49ers, and mind you, I beat the Eagles last year, and I was worse, and they were better. Imagine how much better I should be than the Eagles this year. If I'm the Niners, that's my thought process.
All right. How come it doesn't feel like we're buying it?
Well, I would just tell Acho, and hopefully I know the boss is effort team him. Hopefully we get him on the show. I would just tell him, then you're telling me those eight quarters and two hellified important games last year for the San Francisco 49ers versus the Super Bowl champs, the Seattle Seahawks, meant nothing? Because that right there is what scares me about the Niners getting to out of the NFC and the Super Bowl. Hopefully I'm wrong, but as far as why his view seems different than the feeling here in the Bay, maybe because he's not here in the Bay living through these injuries and watching Kittle and the great Bosa go down and Fred Warner. So, Acho, I would tell him, yeah, on paper, if their injury history wasn't a part of it, I feel what you're putting down, but I feel like he's omitting Fred Warner, and I expect him to be the old Fred, is going to come back and be Fred. You went and got Green. You're living in the past in the sense of Greenlaw and Debo. You made decisions to let those guys go. Now they're back here. My question is why, and hopefully it's smooth. But, man, Steiny, why do I feel like he's just disrespecting Seattle, who's the Super Bowl champ and destroyed and dismantled the Niners twice? So that's all I would say to Acho, but – on paper, I get, because the Niners got guys, but Kittle's coming back from injury. Bosa's coming back from injury. What are they going to look like? Your young secondary, are they going to have a great pass rush to where it can help them out? But he's talking like this is 2023, I feel.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of with you, no doubt about it. But I also have to allow for the fact that what if they do stay healthy? What if Trent Williams can stay healthy? What if Warner and Bosa can stay healthy? Then maybe, Seattle's had some losses in the offseason, but it is kind of, he says that the Rams are better, but listen to what he says about the Seahawks at the beginning of this.
If you're the Niners, who's better than you? The Seattle Seahawks? But on paper, the Seahawks should not be better. Seahawks got some dogs and are a more complete team, and they got younger players that are healthier, and young, hungry dogs run faster. But like on paper, the Niners should be looking at the NFC and saying, this is as weak of an NFC as we've seen since we've been legit. NFC championship at minimum should be the goal. Like when you think about the Niners, the NFC teams that you would suggest are just better than them, clearly on paper, clearly. The Rams, and that's on paper, by the way. In real life, during the regular season, the Niners be having a Rams number, but on paper, the Rams. Outside of that, I could look at every team and be like, they got weaknesses like we got weaknesses. If I'm the San Francisco 49ers, and mind you, I beat the Eagles last year, and I was worse, and they were better. Imagine how much better I should be than the Eagles this year. If I'm the Niners, that's my thought process.
All right, so basically what I'm hearing him say is that, yes, the Rams are better than the Niners, but the Seahawks on paper aren't. Or if the 49ers are healthy and play to their potential, he thinks the 49ers could be better than the Seahawks, which tells me he thinks the Seahawks, A, won't be playing at the same level. Wow. And he thinks the 49ers, he has to believe
they're healthy.
That the injuries last year were the big reason why they got thumped by the Seahawks late in the season twice.
Mm. I think Seattle's one of the best defensive units in the game. and you just gave your hotshot cornerback Witherspoon all that bread, the highest contract for a cornerback in the game. You got pass rush. You got McDonald, who looks like the defensive version of Kyle Shanahan, and you won the Super Bowl. But, you know, again, I told you guys in the first segment, I feel like this is the first time personally I don't know which way this Niner season can go, and that is all dependent on the health. But Acho, I guess, is giving them the benefit of the doubt. But, I mean, I look at the Rams in Seattle, and I honestly feel like we're talking about the two best teams in the league. And they're in your division. So, I mean, it'll all come out in the wash. But, you know, I know they lost Kenneth Walker, the running back. But we know that's one of the easiest positions in the game to kind of, you know, retool at. But, man, I still got Seattle as a problem.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when we talk about best case and worst case scenarios with teams, you know, obviously the best case for the 49ers would be if they stay healthy. But I think most people would say worst case is if they get hurt. And I actually think there's a worse case than that, and that is if they stay healthy and they're not very good. What happens if the 49ers stay healthy for the most part, but they don't make the playoffs with these guys? Then wow. That tells me that they may be in store for big changes next year. Not that they wouldn't be in store for big changes if guys get hurt and that's their leads to a tough season. But to me, you know, I agree with you, Goo. I don't get a sense for what this team could be, but I give them a plus and a minus. I don't think they're going to be able to stay healthy. I just don't. I think it's unrealistic almost.
Because of their past or just the game of football?
Because of everything. Because McCaffrey's coming off a monster season of touches. Mm. He's already experiencing tightness. Bosa, already not quite 100%. I think Kittle will be fine. Trent Williams is going to be a game-to-game thing where you're just going to be hoping he plays. So, you know, obviously, it feels like it's impossible to talk about the Niners, you know, without acknowledging their age. Mm. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. You know, yesterday I threw this out and we got a couple calls on it, but then I went on our social media page and it was a part about, like, can somebody tell me why they think the running game will be better next year? And people gave me reasons there, and one of the reasons is that the feeling is last year they had no weapons outside of McCaffrey.
Right.
And that this year they will have weapons with Evans and Kirk and Kittle coming back and maybe Stribling. Here's another guy who's high on the Niners, Steve Smith Sr.
I think this is the most complete wide receiver group that Kyle Shanahan has had as a head coach for the San Francisco 49ers. Hmm. I know he's had it as position coach, OC, but I'm talking about as the head coach of San Francisco 49ers. I think this is the best group he's ever had in San Francisco in his tenure. Hmm. Here's why. Mike Evans, complete wide receiver. The only guy in here because of age that I think is, you know, is a little bit different is the new acquisition with Debo. But Mike Evans, complete receiver. Stribling, complete receiver. Unfortunately, he's not healthy, but Ricky Pearsall, right? Robinson. It's really unique and interesting. Jacob Cowing. And they just have a lot of different guys that they can throw at you. And they all run some really good routes uniquely created to their roles.
I love that, Stoney, but I heard that yesterday and somebody had mentioned what I'm about to say. I felt like he thinks, and I could be totally wrong, that Pearsall is healthy. Like, Pearsall's done.
He said.
He said Stribling was hurt.
No, I think he said Stribling, and then, like, I thought I heard the same thing. Well, okay. I'll do it again.
One more time.
I think he just said.
I think this is the most complete wide receiver group that Kyle Shanahan has had as a head coach for the San Francisco 49ers. Hmm. I know he's had it as position coach, OC, but I'm talking about as the head coach of San Francisco 49ers, I think this is the best group he's ever had in San Francisco in his tenure. Mm. Here's why. Mike Evans, complete wide receiver. The only guy in here because of age that I think is, you know, is a little bit different is the new acquisition with Debo. But Mike Evans, complete receiver, Stribley, complete receiver. Unfortunately, he's not healthy, but Ricky Pearsall, right? Robinson. It's really unique and interesting. Jacob Cowing. And like they just have a lot of different guys that they can throw at you. And they all run some really good routes uniquely created to their roles.
Well, the Cowing, I mean, he's got to stay healthy, Stoney. So I would say miss me with that thus far. But about, let's just... Okay, Pearsall's not out there. Their weaponry on the outside is obviously an upgrade. I'll go Apple on you. An upgrade compared to what they had last year. Debo, I don't know, but man, I'm excited to see. But maybe that'll be the difference. And you know, I keep going to McDonald's defense from Seattle and how they suffocated the Niners in eight quarters. Maybe Kyle knew that they needed to get more explosive on the outside, and maybe they have.
Yeah, they're not as. This is not the best wide receiver group.
Where are you going? I think I know where you're going. Okay, Sanders.
So let's look back 2 years ago. They had Ayuk, Debo, and Juwan Jennings.
I like that.
Okay, so do you think Evans is going to have a year like Ayuk had 2 years ago?
It's very possible.
I say no, because Ayuk was pretty good that year. Is Debo now going to be better than he was 2 years ago when he was really good?
You know,
when he's
I'm
better.
An optimist. I got to say no.
Okay. But and are we really going to say that right now, without one game played, that Stribling's going to be better than Juwan Jennings? I can't say that right now.
Right.
So,
but
they
I,
have
I
the,
could see it happening. Go ahead. Yeah,
they have, sure. Yeah. They have the potential. And if they do it, they'll probably be considered better. But no, Ayuk was entering his prime that year.
Man.
I mean, like, this is kind of what I mean. Like, we all see what Ayuk's up to now, and he hasn't played in a couple
Nothing.
Years.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to forget how, you know, for 2 years, Ayuk, he's great. He's an ID, one of the best in the league. The
I
only
felt
guy
that.
With speed. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, can Mike Evans at his age really be as dynamic as Ayuk was a couple of years ago?
I got him as a possession receiver, and he can beat one-on-one with the best of them, Stoney. But is he going to be that deep threat that you talk about? I don't know, but I saw Ricky Pearsall do it when he was healthy. But Mike Evans is a beast, Stoney. So where he's at, and when you look at the Carfax report, it looks like last year, in regard to games played, and he can repeat himself, and hopefully not, that was an anomaly. But if he can stay upright with this system – and become Brock's favorite target, which I expect. I mean, he could have an all-pro year.
You know, you use the word anomaly, and it's an interesting word because the way I look at it is, you know, Mike Evans missed half the season last year. You know, was that an anomaly? When Jimmy Butler got hurt for the Warriors, was that an anomaly? Steph Curry got it, was that an anomaly? My feeling is once you reach a certain age, playing the full season is an anomaly. Like, I think we've got to start realizing that older players don't play a full season, and that when they do play most of a full season, that's the anomaly. So when I look at the 49ers, you know, I need Trent Williams to play 15. I need McCaffrey to play 15. I need Kittle to play 15. I need Mike Evans to play 15. I need Bosa to play 15. But if all of them play, you know, 15 to 17 games, to me, like, that would be the anomaly. But I'm not saying it can't happen, but the 49ers need about a half dozen guys who we're all a little bit skeptical about injury and age-wise to have healthy seasons. And to me, that sounds like a lot to ask.
Gotcha. Now, will that impact when we get to that day we do the preview show on their win total?
Of course. Mm. Of course. I mean, like, if you told me right now the 49ers are going to miss, you know, all their big boys are going to play 15 to 17 games, then I'm going to give them more than 10 wins.
Right.
But I have to go into the season believing they're not going to all be healthy. They're not a young team anymore.
Speaking of which.
You know, it's like, I'm sorry. It's like Yes, I think the Warriors are more likely to get hurt next year than the Oklahoma City Thunder. And on top of it, if the Oklahoma City Thunder do suffer injuries, they're better, they're deeper, they're younger. So even their younger players who get hurt are going to come back faster than older players who get hurt. And I just kind of think the Niners are in the same boat there.
Yeah. And where I was going, Stani, since we've been doing radio together almost a decade.
National Radio Day, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I have never, ever, what word am I looking for? I'll use the word intrigued, but man, for one Nick Bosa, this is a monster. Not for him, just from a personal standpoint.
Yeah.
For team success, this team was last in sacks, and I was on his bumper after he had the 18 and a half sacks in 2022, and he looked like Michael Strahan. But since, Donnie, 2023, you know, 17 games, 10 and a half sacks. Followed that up in 24, 9 sacks. And obviously 3 games last year with 2 sacks. I can't even describe or use a word on how heavy it is for him not to just remain healthy, but show us he can get back to what he was in 2022 and cause disruption. Because I love OC, Adigazua, Stani, with the best of them, but he's one of those guys that eats when he's got other dogs on that line. And Bosa coming back, it's just imperative that he can regain that form.
Yeah, I don't know. Bosa.
I can't wait to watch.
You know who Bosa reminds me of a little bit?
You know, I always try to jump the gun, but I can't.
No, you would never guess this. He reminds me of Barry Zito.
I'm all ears.
So Barry Zito, you know, when he started to slow down a little, I can't come out of the bullpen. Don't ever ask me to come out of the bullpen. I'm a starter. It's like Zito needed everything perfect for him to go out and be his best. Like, mm-hmm. I need my 5 days. I need my pregame routine. I need to feel great. I need to stretch right. Everything's got, and like Bosa's the same way. Bosa's like, if he doesn't feel like he's 100%, he's not going to play. Like, that's who he is.
Now, what about the money component to this? The
same thing. They both were paid a lot of money.
I mean, he's just, and I'm giving him his flowers in the sense of, you talk about the word, and I'm using it, importance. It is, I mean, Raheem Morris is probably losing sleep hoping that 97 can remain healthy, man, and be demonstrative and disruptive up there.
Yep, and that's coming down to nobody but Nick Bosa.
Because let me tell you who can get after the quarterback. The two teams that we're talking about, Nacho, I feel like is omitting, Seattle and the Rams, with Myles Garrett coming to town and Aaron Donald possibly.
888-957-9570 is the number. A bunch going on today. We're talking 49ers. They play the Chargers tonight down in L.A. The starters are going to play some. We'll see who among the starters are going to play, but it looks like Brock Purdy's going to definitely take a series, maybe two. Who knows? Valkyries get beat last night by the Lynx. They were handled pretty well. They're having a great season, but they struggle with the Lynx. They're 0-9 against them in 2 years. And it's National Radio Day.
Tap into it, baby. I like it.
National Radio Day, so, you know.
Maybe if we knew one of those icons, like if we could get Tolbert to call in. You got his number, don't you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't ask him to do that.
Right.
That's just, It's a weakness of mine, but I just don't like doing it.
As long as you, like, you, I love that you know it.
I'm sure anybody else has talked.
Come on my lawn.
Can you come on my show?
Wow.
It's a weakness, and
I love that you call it, that.
If you want to,
he probably would love to come on.
Yeah, probably not. Probably has the same feeling about being asked to go on a show when I asked to get on another show. It's like, well, I do my own show.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's, you want me to do more hours. Okay. No one plans to call a lawyer, but a lot of people wish they had sooner, because after an accident, the clock starts immediately. Insurance companies move fast. They call, they record, and they push for answers. And one wrong move may be saying too much, signing too early, or trusting the process can cost you thousands. That's why waiting is the biggest mistake you can make. Call Beam Law first. Before you speak to insurance, before you agree to anything, and before you risk your case. This isn't just a claim, it's your recovery. It's your income and your future. Beam Law has recovered millions for clients across the Bay Area and has been named Best of the Bay by SF Weekly 4 times. So if you've been injured or lost someone due to someone else's negligence, don't wait. Call Beam Law now at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com. Because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Happy National Radio Day.
Yes, sir.
Apparently a lot of some of our listeners, including the great Damon Chang, continue to think, Goo, that we haven't made, that we only work 4 hours a day.
That's where you're wrong.
I mean, do you realize how much time Guru spends in the lab?
But I would do it if I was delivering pizza.
Would you shut up?
Hey, whoa.
You think, okay,
we got Grant even gave you a look like, hey, slow down.
Okay, so I watched the Valkyries last night.
Yeah.
That's not work? Thank you. I think you know it is.
No, can I say something to you honestly?
If I don't watch that game last night, how else could I convey the thought? You know what I'm not crazy about? I don't think they utilize their best offensive player. Like, Xander Lazzini's their best offensive player. They're most skilled. I'd like to see her play more.
Wow.
But she probably doesn't fit the defensive profile.
Okay, got you.
So that's probably why she's not playing as much. But
now,
I like Xander Lazzini.
You mentioned, shout out Rihanna, but you mentioned the word work. Work, work, work. Steiny, work to me is when you do got to do something when you don't want to do it. That's
exactly
why I think what we're doing is living the dream. Right.
Now, I know this is funny for you, but if you had no money issues, you would not come in here 5 days a week. I mean, just like, let's just be like, this is what I mean about looking in the mirror and being honest.
No, I'm really like reflecting, like,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, Stan, I think I would.
Well, that's because you do treat this like a hobby. This is your golf. Unfortunately, it's what I've got to take a little more seriously.
I'm going to give you a 4. Oh, my gosh. We got to have a big boy call in, though. Like Stephen A. You know, he got problems right now. But, yeah.
Don't be disrespectful.
I want Stephen A. But National Radio Day, just think about it.
No. Donnie, what's there to think about?
This is a dream.
For who?
Me.
Oh, I know.
And I think all the other 5 hosts.
It's been a letdown for me.
And we might
be working
something
in a front office by now.
Look at you. But yet you let your boy Slank. And what's our guy from NBC Sports Bay Area that went to Atlanta? He got fired. Kenny. What's our guy's name that went to Atlanta?
I know his name, but I'm not even going to say it.
Grant who?
Nope.
That's his last name.
Figure it out for yourself.
That's my guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that 56 kicking in.
Grant Liffman.
Yeah, thank you, my man. Okay. What up, G?
Nobody's taking Brock Purdy over Justin Herbert.
Well, hey,
what are you talking about?
Donnie had to pick up the phone and call in.
What's Justin Herbert done that Brock Purdy hasn't? Okay.
Then say, Justin Herbert hasn't quite lived up to the expectations. Who's bet? You would really take Purdy. You're starting a team. Herbert or Purdy?
From what I've seen, I'm taking Purdy right now.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know if you know this, but we're coming to you live from the San Francisco Bay Area.
If you got to say you're not hating, you're hating. And for Kenny to say I'm not trying to just...
No, I'm saying I don't have a dog in the fight is what I'm saying.
Right, but I look at that question, and I'm not saying you're wrong. You feel how you feel. I'm looking at that question if Justin had the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan. Then who would you want?
Right. The only reason anybody's taking Brock Purdy is because of Kyle Shanahan.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can agree there. What, Chase?
My only thing is, do you think Kyle Shanahan would agree with that?
Yes. I bet you Kyle Shanahan would much rather have
Chase.
Herbert.
Why wouldn't he? Who wouldn't want to have tall, strapping lad with a rocket arm? Can move.
3 turnovers last year in the playoffs.
I got you.
I don't see Purdy doing that.
I do under Shanahan. I see Herbert doing it under Shanahan.
You don't see Herbert giving up two pick sixes under Shanahan?
I see Herbert reaching another level under Shanahan.
Like, we got to be honest.
So Harbaugh is the problem.
No, he actually got to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Like, hey, listen, this is where you younger generation and Guru are different than me. Like, I don't think it's a failure yet for Justin Herbert. He's been in the league 6 years, I think.
And nobody would tell you he's a failure. And he might be. I'm looking at, I don't want to do this because everybody, Guru, but come on, what?
Don't be afraid.
No, as far as DNA, it's not even close, right? If we went to a lab to build a quarterback.
It's optics.
No, well, hey.
What? I mean, I think Herbert's a better quarterback.
Well, you know, you see a big frame, you see a big arm. I'm not saying the more successful quarterback has been
Brock Purdy. It's not even close.
So do you believe if you surveyed 32 NFL coaches, most would take Purdy?
No.
Okay. And I'm with the people that know football.
I'm with the guy who can win.
Okay. We'll see. You guys always do this. You think a guy's career's over after 5 years.
Nobody said that.
But
you can't hate on Brock's success, and I'm not hating.
You just asked me who I wanted. Yeah. And like, I told you I would take
Herbert if Kyle was my coach.
Yeah, and I get it. Look, we're in the Bay. That's the reason that...
But people know when you're kissing up. Like, it ain't
who's kissing up?
When people try to do it. Like, they know when you say have a take, sometimes you kind of like...
Are you talking about me or somebody else? You.
Like when you
the point is like the only people who are saying Purdy are homers. Not just homers, but.
Yeah. The more successful quarterback is not even close. It's been Brock
Purdy.
That's
all we asked.
Yeah.
Wait, how was the question asked? Who's better? Who's a better quarterback?
Or who would you take?
I would take Herbert. Who's had a better resume? We know who's had a better resume.
And I would say who's coaching him.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
What we got? I can't see it.
Let's go to Bleacher Dave.
Our man.
West Oakland.
What up, y'all?
Hey.
We got a Minnesota problem, Dave. We got a Minnesota problem. What's up.
We got a massive Minnesota problem. But your boy sitting there with you is part of the problem. He said that was work to watch that game last night. Oh my God!
Anything that's mandatory is work.
Why would it be mandatory when you've got a sold out team with a crazy atmosphere that's the second best in the league? This is a mental block, Steiny. Check it out.
I love that.
If you watch that game, you see how I remember when Warriors games used to be like that kind of atmosphere. Used to be. Yep. Some people in there, it's like an A's game.
Yeah, it is,
crazy.
Man.
It is super fun.
All those things are true.
Dude, I saw the first best defensive half of basketball I have ever seen in my life last night.
Wow.
I mean, the Minnesota Lynx were like, we're not going to let you touch the key.
Yep.
Your whole penetrate and pass this thing ain't going to work. We've been waiting for y'all for 4 days. And it was overwhelming how defensively just dominant they were. It was crazy. Now, we know the Valks lack kind of a number 1A kind of offensive score. I don't care. Those ladies last night, their connectedness on defense and then Howard protecting the rim is they're so much better than any other team in the league. It's kind of amazing. The spectacle. I think not only did Olivia Miles break Janelle's ankle, she dang near broke her leg off, dude. That was crazy. Yeah. She is such an exciting player to watch. So I hear your dude talk about it being a chore. Come on, man.
No,
anyway.
I'm just saying.
Dave, go ahead. I got something for you, Dave.
I'm just saying that, people say – we don't do anything. I come in at 8 o'clock. I prep for 2 hours. I work till 2:15. I go home last night. I watch the Valkyries. I mean, it's a little more than 4 hours. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's heavy lifting or I'm digging ditches.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. I was in the house. That paint was on lock that first half that you talk about. That was impressive. But listen, Tiffany Hayes had an advantage, and she was using it. I wish they would have kind of played through her a little more. She was getting by her man and getting to the rack, and I felt like we went away from that.
I agree with that. I mean, Tip, her first step is sick, right? But also on the other hand, I think we got away from her. I also think that had something to do with the Lynx's defense. Because there were several, I mean, you can remember that play. She penetrated. She just got roofed by Howard.
Yeah.
Right? Out of bounds on her.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know what to do with it, man. All I can say is the product is exciting. The Miles, the Lynx are fun to watch, man.
They're
really
good.
And the Felicia
Carter, they got ballers.
Who is a free agent, and there's no better free agent than this in San Francisco. So, Lakeup, go bring me on the Felicia Carter next year. Let's go win some things, huh?
Look at, man.
Appreciate you, Bleacher Dave. You want to talk about it? I'll talk about it. One of the Valkyries don't have a player that they can play through.
Nah, that's I
they
got
don't.
You.
They can't play through a player.
I got you.
They have to do it as a five.
But that makes what
unit.
They're doing that much more impressive. And
yeah,
I'll just say this:
it also makes them limited.
Minnesota's—they're not playing Minnesota every night.
No,
you know that was
play,
a litmus test.
Play teams
I got
like
you.
Them.
Yeah.
So
yeah. But it is, man. I can't wait. Do we know it? I'll find it. I was going to say,
find
do we
what?
Know when the playoffs start?
After the 44th regular season game.
Yeah, I was looking for something more, but yeah.
Thanks for taking my call. Absolutely, 408. This is correct, 650. Herbert has been underwhelming compared to Purdy. Okay. I just don't think that makes a guy better. He has had a better resume, and if you like, you can stop. Like, I'm not going to win the argument because Purdy's got a better resume. I just think who are you taking?
I look at it with nuance. Are they both under the same coach? Like, if Kyle got his hands on somebody,
a question. Would Brock Purdy even be in the league without Kyle Shanahan?
That's strong, but I hear you. Like, that's how brilliant Kyle is to me.
Okay, exactly.
Brock Purdy is his greatest concoction. And then if I can give you this beer, quarterback beer, Jimmy Garoppolo coaching in the Super Bowl. I mean, quarterbacking in the Super Bowl and getting to multiple NFC championship games. How much is that as the player? Like, let me ask you this, and we talked about it. Would Draymond Green be Draymond Green had he got drafted by the Kings? I think it would be much more difficult.
Of course. Let's go to Zach in Oakland. Hey, Zach, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Loving the chatter today. Love your guys' show.
Thank you.
Normally, I do agree with Goo, but I got to give Steiny some props on this one today. Now, I'm a Brock Purdy guy, but you can't argue with Herbert's talent. And I heard probably four or five months ago, they asked, in my mind, the GOAT, Joe Montana, if he were to start a franchise, he could take any quarterback right now and start it. Justin Herbert was listed as number four on his list, and he did not mention Brock Purdy. I don't remember the platform, but I know I heard it.
Yeah, I remember hearing that too, and I remember people suggesting that maybe it was because Joe's got a little bias against the Niners because of how things ended. I know what you're talking about, Zach. I remember him giving that list too.
Yeah, so I had to give you. They were picking on you there, Steiny, and I can't say I agree or disagree with either one of you. There's not a real wrong or right answer, but man, you can't argue with that size, that mobility, that strength,
no doubt.
Arm strength.
Yes.
And like you said, who knows what he's going to do this year with McDaniel? I mean, he could cut this year with the Chargers.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate the call.
No, good stuff. Now, Kenny got in my ear, Steiny, and I want your answer to this. You know, if Kyle's so great, what happened with Trey Lance? And before I would say he's not perfect.
He can't take a non-pro player and make him a pro player.
But I think his point, and I don't want to speak for Kenny, is he thought he could make him into
Or he thought he was better than he was. Mm. He thought maybe he stinks as a talent evaluator,
well,
Kyle.
Well, like, that's his Wiseman.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't find Walker Kessler in the second or in the last round. Like, they found Purdy.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's funny. I mean, people
– I just like to be fair, man, with analysis. Like, a lot of
actually,
people – like, no, I'm being real. People – and I'm about to trigger you. people hate Carmelo Anthony. I think a lot of people hate Carmelo Anthony. But if you step back, okay, yeah, he didn't get it done, and you just talk about a guy good at his craft and skilled, he's one of the best scorers to ever do it. I know that's not all the game, but miss me with Carmelo Anthony's a bum because he didn't win it.
See, this is what, like, nobody would say he's a bum. Oh,
well, there are a lot of people that come down his road for not winning and this or that. I think, you know, like, I can step back and be like, Melo was a dude. And there's a bunch of dudes like that.
Look, it was funny because Jim Harbaugh called Brock Purdy cool yesterday, and I was like, I got a couple words for him. I think he's good. I think Brock Purdy's good. I think Justin Herbert's better. I think Purdy's solid. I think Herbert's more dynamic. I think Purdy's pretty reliable. How would you say their durability is comparable?
Yeah, and your boy's getting hit more than Muhammad Ali. He has been, and, you know, he's answered the bell. Like, I'm watching Charger games, I'm like, dude, but he's young, right, Stoney? But they're knocking the snot out of him, and maybe that'll subside. And I feel like we've yet to see the best of Justin Herbert. And I know they had that lead a couple years ago against Jacksonville and blew it in the playoffs, but, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and say he's a failure. I mean, he's not.
And this might be unfair, but if the 49ers today announced that they had traded Brock Purdy for Justin Herbert, you got to be kidding me if you think most 49er fans wouldn't be way more excited about the upcoming season. And that isn't really a shot at Purdy, because Purdy's just like one of the more solid components of training camp.
I'm not mad at that
camp.
At all.
So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Would be like, I can't believe we just did that. What a bad move that's going to set us back for years.
Yeah. Kenny, let me ask you this real quick. If I said who's the more talented quarterback between the two, Purdy and Herbert, how would you answer that?
I mean, I think Justin Herbert should be the more talented quarterback. I like what I've seen from Purdy since he's gotten
into the league. And I'm not saying I haven't. I'm just saying I think a lot of his success is because
I think what we see from Herbert, we admire a lot more than from Purdy. I like a guy who can be accurate. I like a guy who can, you know, the only thing
you don't
can
think
say
Herbert's
is
accurate.
That in the end zone, Purdy's had issues. So that's one thing I will definitely give you. But I think guys see the deep ball and they're like, they admire it over a guy who can throw
or
a pass
even the
accurately
pass over the middle. Like, he's got a laser. To each his own.
Yeah, and I'm envisioning, like, I think Purdy's really good, and I think he's had the benefit of playing under Kyle, and I think the idea of Kyle coaching a guy like Herbert would raise the ceiling of this team. Let's go to Kinger in Newark. What's up, Kinger?
Hey! How's it going, guys? How's your day going?
Hey!
Thank you for the segment. I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
How's it going, boys?
Dynamite.
Hey, on the Brock and Justin Herbert debate, I need you to know right away, I come in peace as a Raiders fan. I've watched a lot of Brock Purdy, a lot of Justin Herbert. I think if the question is, who am I trying to build a franchise around, you guys took Brock Purdy in the last round of the draft. I think he was Mr. Irrelevant. And Justin Herbert's a high draft pick. So if we're talking about who we can build a team around out of the draft, I'm going to take the guy with all of the talent with a low draft capital. You were able to put people around him. And I've seen Justin Herbert struggle without those pieces around him. That's really all I got here. I can't wait to see you guys in Santa Clara.
Thanks, Kanger. Appreciate the call. When are we going to Santa Clara?
Oh, I thought he was talking about September 3rd, the summit with Baldy.
Where's that?
It's
not in Santa Clara.
No, it's Pleasant Hill. At Jack's.
What kind of day is that?
I got to get back to you. You would think I'd know.
Wait, is it next week?
It's September 3rd.
Oh. September 3rd, wasn't like just what kind of day is that?
Give me a second.
Let me guess. So those don't count. Hey, Damon Cheng. Let me guess. So Guru and I on September 3rd. I'll do my thing like I always do. I'll be in here about 8:05.
Yeah.
I'll prep for 2 hours. And obviously, you guys can tell from 10 to 2 how much I prep. So those 2 hours are in the book. All right, then I go 10 to 2 with the goo. Okay, then I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to drive, and it's going to take me about, oh, I don't know, Damon, maybe an hour and 10 minutes to get to Pleasant Valley, or where is it?
Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant Hill. It's out by Concord.
Yeah, we've been
there
before.
That's barely the Bay Area.
Yeah, I can't
wait. So I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to get there at 4, and you don't think sitting there with Dibley and Willard is work from 4 to 6?
Those are our guys.
Okay. I got you, Damon. Got you.
My man,
I can make a case.
Pleasant Valley.
I can make a case that if you add up all the things I do for my job, I get paid about $6 an hour.
We got a boss. His door's open.
Oh,
you're the best.
Chang. Damon Chang. How about this? Here's what I know about Damon Chang, which is not much.
Give it to me.
You know how Facebook will like, hey, they recommend friends, and
yeah.
I have an account.
I turned it
like,
off.
I have an account where I just, everybody, I'll friend them even, you know, even listeners. But anyway, this guy, hey, Damon Chang, is, you know, do you want to be his friend? And it said, works at retired.
Oh, DC, getting that,
so
I love it.
So a dude is coming down my road.
DC.
About how little I work. And it says, he works at retired.
Now, that's beautiful.
You think I don't know what's going on, yeah. Damon?
I hope we get there someday. But we can.
You can get on Facebook.
No, I'm talking about retirement. But I don't want to retire from this.
Well.
Because I would do this when I'm done.
Yeah. Well, then you don't need to retire, do you?
Toy department of life.
Yeah. See, the difference between you and me is you're a newbie. All right? You haven't even been here a decade. I've been doing it for 3 decades. I'm tired. All right? It gets old. See what I'm saying? It'll get old for you. I'll make sure of it.
Dude, look at you. You're doing a good job.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Where are we now? 11:42. All right. 888-957-9570. I see calls. I'll get you on the other side. You know. Oh, here we go. Okay. Yep. Herbert can't do it in the playoffs. Yeah, he'll never do it in the playoffs.